This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm not a regular Twitter user myself. In fact, before I started in radio, I rarely visited the site at all. But as far as news goes, it's the place to be where it all breaks first. And when I want all kinds of views on a topic really quickly, I head to Twitter. It is such an important vessel in the sharing of information in today's world. So the news today that the world's richest man, Elon Musk, has bought Twitter for $61 billion Australian dollars, that news is pretty important, whether you use Twitter or not. So to unpack it all and find out exactly what it means for you and I, I've got Jeff Quattromani from the Technology Uncorked podcast with me. Jeff, I guess my first question is, why? Why does Elon Musk want to own Twitter?
Initially, he was talking about the platform not necessarily being a place where free speech gets to really prosper. And that's been his goal through this whole campaign, in that he originally bought a large stake in Twitter to try and make those changes happen. And then he decided to just buy the entire platform so that he could really have more control around this freedom of speech and also a whole bunch of other changes that he's been talking about as well.
What are some of the changes that we can expect to see first on the platform? What are some of the issues that he's going to tackle?
So he's talking a lot about this freedom of speech to start with, but he's also then talking about making the algorithm that makes Twitter work more public. So you actually understand how tweets appear in your feed, how Twitter actually thinks you might be interested in a particular topic or not. But one of the biggest areas he wants to do is tackle the whole spam bots that exist on Twitter. Anybody who's ever been on Twitter before would know that if you sometimes tweet about a particular topic or something that's happening in the world, you might get automatic replies from accounts that aren't actually people. They're just robots that are programmed to pick up on keywords and talk back to you. So that's one thing he wants to tackle. But then most importantly of all, he wants to take away anonymous accounts. So that basically means that if you want to be on Twitter, you need to be a person with a face, with a name, and not just representing an alias, not having a profile picture and things like that, which really means that when you do tweet, someone will know who it is and who's responsible for that tweet. And I think that's actually very important when you think about all the bullying and drama that does happen on Twitter.
Oh, I am so for that. I am so against, yeah, anonymous online trolls, bullies. Yeah, this could actually really help. I guess the underlying question as well that's been floating around today is if Donald Trump is set to return to Twitter. He said earlier today that he won't, even if his ban is lifted. But is it looking likely that his ban will be lifted?
Look, I would, if I had to be a betting man, I would say yes. I would say absolutely one of the big things that could happen, maybe not immediately, but very closer to the 2024 presidential campaign, I would imagine that Donald Trump's allowed back on the platform. I think the way that Elon Musk would look at that ruling is to say that if there are two people running for the presidency and Donald Trump is one of them, then he should be allowed access to the platforms that his candidates are allowed to verse up against. So I would say that will happen, but maybe not immediately, because there'll be just outrage pouring out from the seams if that does happen. So I think a lot of banned accounts will start to come back, because Elon Musk, the way he's been talking about things, he does want an open and fair platform. And I think if you take people off it, that could be something he's not for.
I guess the flip side of freedom of speech comes the rampant misinformation, which is why we saw Donald Trump banned in the first place. I guess, how do you reconcile that? If anyone's allowed to say whatever they like, is there going to be consequences for people who are maybe, you know, giving dangerous information?
Yeah, I think there needs to be consequences. I think the way that they need to handle misinformation is important. And they've made some really good changes since Donald Trump was actually banned, in that if they see a post about COVID, which has got misinformation in it, they usually flag it with some actual links to real information about it, for example. So Twitter has gotten better at handling misinformation without having to ban people. So it could be at worst removing the tweet, or at best just flagging it as inappropriate or misinformation. And I think they could have probably done that with some of Donald Trump's tweets earlier, rather than just banning him completely. So that may be the practice they'll use when he does potentially return.
So apart from, you know, perhaps seeing all these banned accounts kind of come back and start tweeting, will the users' experience change much?
I don't think so up front. I mean, I've been on Twitter today and all we're talking about is Twitter. but I can imagine that as the days roll on, it will just appear as the normal platform that we're used to seeing. I think internally at Twitter, there may be some turmoil, in that some may not be supportive of the takeover and some may be. So there may be some attrition going on within Twitter. But I think as a platform, it may attract some users, it may lose some. But ultimately, we're still talking about the same stuff. And Twitter's not necessarily the nicest place to be at the best of times anyway. So, enter at your own will, I think.
Yeah, I have heard it described as garbage fire many times before. So I guess
yes,
it is.
Yes, I have used that term before as well.
Will it affect non-Twitter users as well? Will we see it kind of bleed into the broader social media and media space?
I think the biggest way that we've seen Twitter bleed into our everyday lives has been just how much media companies rely on Twitter to take information. So all through this campaign, for example, or almost anything, say, if we go back to Donald Trump, anything that he did, he usually did on Twitter first, and then all the media outlets would report based on a tweet. And we see that come from other CEOs who use Twitter, that the media pulls their quotes and uses them in, you know, your evening news and things like that. So Twitter still has a very relevant place in everyday lives, whether you use it to actually talk about anything or you just use it to listen. I think a lot of people will still come to Twitter for that, you know, immediate breaking news, that finding out things from the source, because it is that person actually typing into their keyboard to tweet something.
Lastly, what would you buy for $61 billion? Would it be another social media platform?
Oh, I would have bought Instagram because that only sold for $1 billion. So Elon could have bought 61 of those Instagrams, which would have been a pretty good investment back then.
I think I'd buy a private island. I'd steer from social media altogether. Shows where my mind's at.
All right, you win. I don't know why I didn't think of a private island. That's my mistake.
Well, Jeff Quattromani from the Technology Uncorked podcast, thank you so much for helping us unpack this massive news. Really appreciate your deep knowledge of all things Twitter and Elon Musk, and I hope to have you on the show again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.